Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us with questions. You got questions about COVID-19 or anything. You know, we're doing our best to keep track of the spiraling controversies about the coronavirus. And there's lots to be said about that because the political battle lines are drawn. It's a presidential election year. And so people are staking their claim to one version or another of the uncertain science related to COVID-19. It's hard to predict what's going to happen in the future. Modeling has been notoriously wrong about the toll. You know, I remember interviewing at the beginning of this one of my great colleagues, and he... This is when this was emerging, and he sounded the alarm, which was correct. You know, like, let's take this seriously. But he also made the projection that by the end of this year, 2 million Americans would be dead from COVID-19, which was wrong by a factor of 10. And that was in line with some of the projections that were issued earlier this year that were unduly pessimistic. Now, 200,000 plus deaths is nothing to sneeze at. And I also wrote an article this week. Some of you who subscribe to our newsletter saw it. You can also find it on social media if you go to drhoffman.com about the phenomenon of the long haulers, people who have mild infections, or maybe they were even asymptomatic, but they have these disturbing long-term sequelae. Symptoms that are bothersome and sometimes debilitating. Some people end up with heart problems, even young athletic individuals. So this is a serious, serious pandemic. We can't just trivialize it. But for the sake of reassurance, here's some COVID-19 survival rates. For ages 0 to 19, survival rates are 99.997%. For ages 20 to 49, 99.98%. For ages 50 to 69, it gets a little worse, but still 99.5% survival. And for ages 70 plus, those deemed most at risk, it's still around 95% survival. I mean, look, 5% mortality is a very, very serious problem when multiplied across millions and millions of people. But still 95% survival in 70 pluses. And so we're also looking at what's happened, because this is a great experiment. You know, some places are sending people back to school. Some people are doing no school. Some people are doing hybrid. Colleges are opening, some of them are not. And so what's the upshot of that? Well, so far, it's not too bad. According to a study, less than 1% of teachers and students have been infected since schools reopened. So there have been some infections. There's lots of testing. Research has found that 0.23% of students, that's what, do the math there, that's less than 1 in 40 students had confirmed or suspected cases of less than 1 in 400, less than 1 in 400 students had confirmed or suspected cases of the virus. Among educators, it was 0.51%, so less than 1%, so that's like 1 in 200. And that just confirmed cases, not necessarily severe illnesses, certainly not deaths. The rates for confirmed cases, by the way, this that statistic was for suspected, confirmed or suspected. When it comes to confirmed cases, 0.076% of students and 0.15% for teachers. That's confirmed infections because the testing, folks, is not deadly accurate. There have been so many instances of people who test positive and then when more carefully tested, they turn out it turns out to be a false negative. And this is actually something that they teach us in statistics, is that if you test for something that is very rare, like if I were to say, meet someone who is a nun, you know, who is perhaps, you know, not very sexually active, maybe never sexually active, I'm going to test you for HIV just in case. Well, that's a bad idea because according to something called Bayes' theorem, it's a theorem in mathematics and statistics, if you test somebody for something that's very unlikely, and no test is perfect, there's a very high likelihood you get a false positive, very high. And so that is something that bedevils our testing. And they're doing a lot of testing. Some schools are testing every week, some even every day. Test, test, test. That's a good idea. Let's make sure that we're not seeing any outbreaks. That's also uncovering a lot of people who are asymptomatic positives. They're not very sick or not sick at all, but they have to be careful because they can be spreaders. There's an article entitled The College COVID Scare. Cases spike on campus, but with very few hospitalizations. So cases does not equate to a severe burden of illness. And part of this is due to the fact that when young people get together, how are you going to keep them down on the farm once they've seen gay Perry, so to speak? During the summer, many young people living at home went out to party and protest. Remember the protests? And then brought the virus home where they may have unknowingly infected vulnerable family members. So there's a suggestion even that reopening college campuses for in-person classes, just keep the kids away from their families, their elders. Send them off to school. Put them in a sequestered environment. Test them frequently. But that may protect older parents and grandparents from their kids coming home and getting them sick. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have shown that hospitals have declined 70% among those 65 and older in the week ending September 12th from the week ending July 25th. And among 18 to 29-year-olds, per capita hospitalizations, which are rare in that age group, have fallen 77%. But what that means is there's no reason to panic over COVID on campus or in schools. Kids need their educations, and parents need to be left alone because it's been a real, real tough summer for both kids and parents. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's take a question from one of our callers.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Christina in Georgia. I wanted to know, is there any recommendation about cookware, the type of cookware, like should it be stainless steel or cast iron, or what would be the best cookware to have? And also, what would be the best type of bedding? Like in buying a mattress, is there a particular type of bedding that you recommend? It's not, doesn't have a lot of toxic materials and stuff like that. Those are my two questions. Thank you.
Okay. So a couple of good resources for that. There's I just interviewed one of my good colleagues, Dr. Ailey Cohen. She has a great book about environmental toxicity that is like a real compendium of information about, you know, how we're exposed to environmental toxins. And I'm sure there's a lot of suggestions in that book about household exposures. Also, EWG, Environmental Working Group, has a lot of suggestions. And so let me just say that when it comes to cookware, you know, avoid nonstick cookware, except, and there's very, very high end, it's very expensive, there's what's called diamond-coated cookware where they don't use chemicals, but they use minerals that are sort of baked into the surface of the cookware to take care of the you know, nonstick characteristics. And those are sort of the highest end of the nonstick category. But things that have PFAS, you know, these polyfluorinated compounds like Teflon. I don't think they use Teflon anymore because Teflon's got a bad name, but they'll use other weasel words for that coating. You know, a cheap pan, you know, that you get at the supermarket in 1999, which is a nonstick pan, that's not going to be likely a good pan. It's going to have, you know, that stuff, the coating comes off, it goes into you. It's very harmful and dangerous. These things can be carcinogenic. They can be endocrine disruptors. They can damage thyroid function. Very, very bad for you. When it comes to bedding, bedding is also by law, and in California, there are even more stringent laws. So they really saturate bedding with fire retardants. And these fire retardants, they off-gas, and they come off, you know, when you mush your face into the surface of these products, pillows and mattresses. And so it, to some extent, it's mandated. You know, I don't think you can buy products that have none of that, especially in places like California, which are high reg states, high regulatory environments. Supposedly this is designed to protect you, but, you know, the law of unintended consequences, it can actually expose you to toxins. But if you're going to use, you know, pillows and mattresses that may have some of these fire retardants, the good idea is to, you know, use a mattress cover or, you know, double, pillowcases, that you wash frequently to keep, to minimize your exposure to the fire retardants inside the, mattresses and the pillows. That's what I would suggest. But, you know, lots more information on that subject in Dr. Ailey Cohen's book. It's just out. I recommend it very highly. And also, just go on the internet. EWG, Environmental Working Group, has some good directions on that subject. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega fish oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you immediately into the doctor's office today, live, while we're on. But if you so choose, you can record a question anytime you like, even when we're not on the air, by calling 877-726-8255. That'll become grist for the mill for the future broadcast. And this item, sport and memory go hand in hand.
This comes to us from the University of Geneva. Very interesting study that suggests that exercise may improve memory. And the implication of this is that, you know, we really need to have some component of physical education in schools, because it appears that exercise is a way of consolidating memory. So perhaps after a hard day studying in class, kids should be allowed to go out and play or do a sport, because it'll actually help to better embed their memories and facilitate recall. One of the reasons why I make sure to exercise before I do this program, because this program involves a lot of memory feats. I have to remember a lot of the stuff that I thought about talking to you about. In addition, I got to be on my toes when people call and bring up from my memory banks a lot of information. So that is something that I try to do. And, you know, we all know that exercise can stave off neurodegenerative disease. It's good for circulation. It helps to increase something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. But here's the interesting part about this study. They try to measure what it was that improved memory in exercisers. So they had they tested a small group of young and healthy men, not athletes, and they gave them memory tests under three conditions of exercise: after 30 minutes of moderate cycling, after 15 minutes of intensive cycling, or after a period of rest. And then they did MRIs, and they found that the memory centers of the brain lit up more with exercise. Okay, well, you know, kind of that makes sense. But then they did extensive blood tests to find, you know, what was the secret sauce that improved the memory? What is that magic memory-enhancing substance? And the blood tests revealed higher levels of endocannabinoids. Now, if that sounds familiar, that has a lot to do with CBD, cannabidiol. Cannabidiol enhances levels of the cannabinoids, or cannabis-like compounds, that you don't get from pot. Well, you do get it from pot, but your body makes these compounds. And these compounds are also responsible for stress reduction. They improve sleep. Contrary to the effects of marijuana, which actually may dull the memory and impair academic performance, cannabinoids, especially exercise-generated endocannabinoids, can enhance memory. So they said the higher the level of these cannabinoids after intense physical effort, the more the brain is activated and the better the brain's performance. These molecules are involved in synaptic plasticity. That word comes up again. We talked about reduced plasticity in obesity, i.e. the way in which neurons are connected to each other and thus may act on long-term potentiation, the mechanism for optimal consolidation of memory. So is CBD exercise in a bottle? I can't really make that claim, but generating cannabinoids by whatever means, via exercise or taking it externally, could have a beneficial effect on your recall and brain function. Very cool. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got some people who recorded calls during the week. Let's take one of those questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I am a healthy 72-year-old female, never had a stroke, diagnosed with thrombocythemia and a platelet count of 920. My platelets have been gradually increasing over 10 years. I do take EGCG, which slows the increase of the platelets. Also had an extensive blood work that showed no leukemia. I am wondering if you are aware of any treatment option for this blood disorder other than generally prescribed hydroxyurea, and if hydroxyurea is taken, is there anything that can be done to mitigate its side effects? Thank you so much for your help and years of invaluable information.
Okay, so what this lady is talking about is a thrombocytemia, which is the opposite of thrombocytopenia, which is low platelets. This is her platelets are increasing, and the consequence of that might be, you know, she mentioned strokes. Why would you mention strokes? Is that related? Well, if you have too many platelets, your blood can get sticky, and you can have blood clots. So this is a condition which has to be managed before too many platelets can cause consequences like that. So it of interest that she mentions the use of EGCG, which is the potent extract of green tea, for this condition. And that makes sense if only by extrapolation. I don't know if there's a lot of clinical trials on this relatively rare condition using high-dose green tea extract. But there are some limited studies looking at a similar condition, which is CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, where progressively the lymphocytes, a type of white blood cell, proliferate until instead of a few hundred thousand, you can have millions of them. And then, you know, that's not good. I believe the trials are Johns Hopkins, where they're having people, or the Mayo Clinic, one or the other, where they're having people use high doses of EGCG, like 6 or 8 capsules a day, to keep CLL in check. And these are both chronic diseases. They're sort of like a watchful waiting with these before, heavy duty chemo or, treatments that are, very, very aggressive or used. This is a condition that's also treated with urea, which is actually one of the oldest medications in the world. You ever heard of urine therapy? It sounds weird, but in ancient medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and, all the ancient medicines of the world, they used urine to treat certain conditions. Now, that was a little spooky, because urine, puts a toxic burden on the kidneys, and it's the thing that plagues people who have kidney failure, causes a lot of adverse symptoms. But it turns out that the substance urea, they don't have people drinking urine, but they actually can synthesize urea, and they give people urea, and it inhibits the proliferation of platelets. So it can be helpful for conditions like erythrocytosis, where the red blood cells proliferate. It actually inhibits the formation of certain blood cells, and that's to the good when you have too many. When you have too few, as in kidney failure, a lot of patients are anemic because they have high urea. What can you do to counteract that? Well, I can't tell you there's any supplement, that gets in the way of the urea, and if you got in the way of the urea, it might become less effective. So, I'm not going to recommend anything in that regard. I would suggest things that help to reduce the risk of blood clots. High-dose fish oil would be in order here to reduce the stickiness, potentially, of the platelets. And other things like perhaps natokinase, because natokinase also is a bit of a platelet inhibitor. So is ginkgo biloba. These are some of the things that you might take safely to reduce the risk of, as you mentioned, stroke, which is a potential consequence of too many platelets. And if you're interested in, innovative treatments for this, check out clinicaltrials.gov and look under the condition of thrombocytosis, probably relatively rare conditions. There are probably not a lot of clinical trials, but you might find out what's coming down the pike in terms of innovative therapies for this condition. I can't tell you that there's some slam dunk vitamin supplement treatment that's going to make it go away, however. All right, let's take a moment to acknowledge that it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. You can't just go to Amazon and good luck out there because it's kind of a wild west. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out which help support optimal immune function, which of course these days is the elephant in the room. Immune function, everybody's talking about it. Micell Immune Plus, vitamin C1000 and zinc 15, and vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. This suite of products is specifically formulated to support a healthy immune system. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. Listen to the podcast that I did recently with Neil Levin, their chief health educator and product developer. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. All right, sleep problems. You know, a lot of people say, well, what kind of pill can I take to help me sleep? I don't want to take sleeping pills. I want to take natural stuff. Well, sleep is something that partakes of a holistic perspective. And, you know, we talk about diet. We talk about exercise. Here's a dimension to this that a lot of people haven't thought about. The gut microbiome plays an important role in sleep regulation, according to a new study at the University of Missouri-Columbia, just out. And it looks at obstructive sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea or severe snoring, sometimes people require CPAP. That is something that can really disrupt sleep, and people wake up feeling like they've been run over by a truck. You know, they have unrestorative sleep. They spend requisite hours in bed, but the sleep quality is impaired because they have frequent awakenings. Well, evidence suggests that obstructive sleep apnea can alter the gut microbiome, and that may in turn cause diabetes, hypertension, and cognitive problems. It's about the microbiome. So in a fascinating set of studies, they took mice who had problems with sleep regulation, and they gave them transplants, fecal transplants, from mice who did not have these breathing problems. And what they found is that the mice who received transplants from the obstructive sleep apnea mice slept longer. Let's see. Let's back up. Research found that the mice who received transplants from the mice who had normal microbiomes slept longer and slept more often, as suggesting increased sleepiness. So, you know, the microbiome has a lot to do with what is called the brain-gut axis. It's a two-way highway going in both directions, from the brain to the gut, from the gut to the brain. And fascinating implications of just changing the fecal composition on sleep quality, admittedly in experimental animals, but the implications are very, very profound for humans. And this item has to do with treating intractable epilepsy. You know, some kids have bad epilepsy. It's only partially treated with medications. The medications have bad effects, inhibit growth, cause drowsiness, cause learning problems. So they don't want to use a lot of medications in kids. So it makes sense to explore diet. So far, the ketogenic diet has been the approach that's most successful in treating childhood epilepsy. And we put several kids in, you know, in my medical practice on these ketogenic diets and really reduce their dependency on medication, reduce their seizure frequency. But it's a tough diet to follow. A very high-fat diet, that you get almost all your calories from fat, and it's not that palatable, ultimately. So what they did is they said, let's try other low-carb diets, the Atkins diet and another low-glycemic index diet. Just, you know, cutting the carbs, making the carbs that you consume low-glycemic index carbs that don't have a big impact on blood sugar. And what they found is that the seizure burden decreased by greater than 50%. In 67% of the patients receiving the ketogenic diet, it was cut in half. 52% of the patients on the Atkins diet, so pretty close, 67 and 52. And 59% of patients receiving the low glycemic index diet. So while these diets were maybe a little less effective than a very strict ketogenic diet, they worked. They worked to significantly reduce seizure frequency, cutting it in half in a significant percentage of cases. And very cool studies suggesting that just low-carb diets, not necessarily traditional ketogenic diets where there's virtually no carbs, can work in kids suffering from intractable epilepsy that is incompletely managed with medication. Very cool study. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, cleaning up on a couple of details from earlier in this program. You know, one of the things that happens on talk radio is a caller asks a question, and then the host launches into a dissertation that only partially answers the question. And so one of the listeners asked the question about what type of cookware to use. And I said, what type of cookware not to use, but what type of cookware should you use, and what type of cookware do I use? I use stainless steel. And stainless steel, cooking on stainless steel, making eggs in a stainless steel pan requires a little more finesse than using a nonstick pan, because you got to get the temperature hot enough to cook the food and also not so hot that it sticks. So it's a happy medium. You have to lubricate the pan a little bit. I use ghee, which is G-H-E-E, which is a type of butter where there's less dairy protein. It's mostly butter oil. Sometimes I'll use olive oil and lubricate the pan, get it to the right temperature, make my eggs or make whatever I'm making in that pan. And there's no danger that any harmful substances are going to come off of stainless steel. And I also make use of something much cheaper, but for some people it's a little unwieldy. It can be heavy, is cast iron. people with who are older, they've got hand or wrist weakness, arthritis. It's a little hard to wield a heavy cast iron pan, but cast iron pan has ideal heating characteristics. It's great for cooking, and you have to season it. You can't wash it, you know, with water because you take the oil off the surface. So that requires a little bit of maintenance, but it's also great for cooking stuff. Also, a question about the use of a supplement to substitute for a medication. You know, my caveat was, no, you can't one-for-one substitute a vitamin or a supplement for a medication for blood pressure. But I mentioned a lot of things. I mentioned vitamin D, and I have here in my hands the study that shows some activity of vitamin D supplementation on blood pressure. It's a pretty big study with some prominent names among the authors, including Dr. Walter Willett, who's America's preeminent nutritional scientist at, I guess he's at Harvard School of Public Health. They used 800 IUs and 2,000 IUs of vitamin D supplementation on people with high blood pressure. And what they found was a small but not statistically significant reduction in systolic blood pressure. So they say daily 2,000 IUs and 800 IUs of vitamin D reduced mean systolic blood pressure over a two-year period to a small and similar extent. The 2,000 worked better than the 800. And so what they say is we need more studies. So often happens. Does fatigue sometimes hold you back from doing the things you want to do? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years old, increasing your fatigue. I'm here to tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. Full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's the latest craze among kids. The Benadryl challenge. What else? The FDA issued a warning Thursday against taking Benadryl at more than recommended doses following accounts of at least one teen dying for overuse. It's one of these things that's going viral. It's a social media craze encouraging young people to consume a dangerous amount of the antihistamine. One 15-year-old girl in Oklahoma died from an overdose in August, spurred by the challenge. A lot of this is coming across on TikTok, so we're glad to see TikTok being subjected to some more control and regulation because some of these kids are just getting a whole pack of Benadryl and trying to get high or stoned off it. So if you're, you know, an adult or in a household with a kid, teenager, who maybe spent a little too much time on social media doing foolish things, make sure your medicine cabinet is locked up because it's usually, you know, just makes you tired, but it can be deadly. Also, this study looking at DHA and vitamin E, their effect on sperm quality. You know, big problem, male infertility. Sperm ain't what it used to be. Some people suspect environmental toxicity may be a factor. And so there's a lot of male infertility. How do you boost the efficacy of sperm to reach the egg, thus guaranteeing a successful pregnancy? Well, there are various things, coenzyme Q10, cyclocarnitine. These are things that have been suggested, and I forgot to turn the phone off the hook. These are things that can be helpful, but a new study suggests that DHA and vitamin E can have a beneficial effect on sperm development. Thanks for listening, And I want to encourage you to check out our website at drhoffman.com for more information. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by downloading our podcasts. And make sure you follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and we've got lots of information to share with you there. Have a great week and stay safe.